Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I know a lot of you probably go to Starbucks, and some of you may even go on a daily basis. And in New York City, it's very difficult to walk even two blocks without seeing a Starbucks. And what's interesting about this is there's one particular Starbucks in New York, which happens to be at 270 Park Avenue, the headquarters of JP Morgan Chase. There's a Starbucks outlet there that people will walk. They'll walk past three or four other Starbucks just to get to this one. And it's not because the coffee's any better. It's because of a woman that works in that Starbucks. And the woman's name is Ivy. They call her Happy Ivy. And Ivy has this amazingly infectious personality. Everybody that comes in contact with her loves her. She takes great care of her people. She's thoughtful. She prepares in advance. Here's a woman that comes in 2 hours before her shift starts to set up all the cups of her regular customers, putting their name and their order on the cup so that the second they get in line, she starts preparing it. So unlike other Starbucks where there's two lines, one to order and pay and one to pick up, at this Starbucks, there's only one line if you're a regular for Ivy because she has it ready by the time you get up to the cash register. And she is just has this amazing personality on top of that. And it's paid off for her because she got noticed by one of the senior executives at JP Morgan Chase. And she was given an incredible opportunity to become a relationship banker for Chase. And it's worked out really well for her. So the point here is that this concept of relationships are so important. And I would argue that the two most important attributes you can have are competency and the relationships you bring to the table. And in order to get great relationships, it means treating people very well and maybe even going beyond what they would expect. And if people like you, opportunities start to present themselves. And I want you to think about this. When you talk about building relationships, it's not even just for those people in work that are necessarily above you, although that's the most critical one. But it's also people around you at your level. It's people beneath you but that aren't at your level. Because here's what happens. You never know when you can be working for or with someone that at one time could have been a subordinate to you. You never know when some of the senior management of your firm or the owner of your company is going to go to those people below you and ask for their opinion of you. You never know when they're going to go to your peers and do the same thing. So the key here is to just treat everybody with respect. And remember, that relationship is so critical. And you just never know how things are going to play out in life. So if you simply treated everyone with respect, the odds of you getting ahead in life and going further from a corporate perspective are much, much better. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. I simply ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you. And that means committing to joining me for just a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing, but it can make a big difference in your life if you take what we're talking about to heart. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the concept of preparation. But for today, I want you to think about the relationships that you have. I want you to think about how you could treat people better than you do right now, how you could be remembered, and how you can put yourself in a situation to succeed over the long term through the relationships that you build.